This mishnah is going to be based on these mishnah halachas that I got from Machon Haraya. This is number 15. So I'll tell you what I was thinking. I said, think about that milk, the cows. Okay, the shayla last week we were talking, we said like this, and it's going to be again this week. This week we spoke about he lost the b'shia of himself of ba'ones. If we know shemachinon is only high for negligence. And he's pachter for gneiva, veda, certainly for onus and unavoidable accident. The Gemara says, though, that if a shomer chinam put something, he was watching an object, he was watching money, and he put it into a reed hut where a fire could easily destroy the whole thing, so he was kosheya, because he put it in a place where a fire could take it, and if it does catch on fire, he would be fired. And the Gemara says, though, even if it didn't get burned down by a fire, but a robber came and stole it from there, and it wasn't any pshia in relation to robbery, because he had it concealed in a place and the robber should not have been able to see it there. But since he put it in a place where it could result in pshia, so his negligent action results in a loss, so he has to pay, even though the loss was an unavoidable onus. Right, that's the first Gemara we said. Then we said another Gemara last week that from where we saw, right, the case where someone was watching the cow and the cow ran out to the swamp and it died in the swamp. So the Gemara says over there, Malach HaMavos, Mali Hoch, Mali Hosen, the Malach HaMavos would have killed the cow in the swamp as well as if it had been in the house, and the Shomer is Potter. The Rishonim asked, why don't we say, since he was Poshea, he let the animal out, so let's say even though at the end it died from an onus, we should say, he lost the Pshia, but self of the onus is Chayiv. The beginning was a Pshia, it ended up as an onus. He should be Chayiv. Even though it was an unavoidable thing, the cow died all suddenly. Why don't we say, he lost the Pshia, but self of the onus? So the Shonim answered, the Tosa says it, this week, so you will see. The Shonim answered that the only time we say he lost the b'shia of a self of onus is chayiv is if the loss, the onus, could be tied to the negligent action. In the case of the wooden hut, we could say if he hadn't taken the money and put it in that hut, it wouldn't have gotten stolen there. Even though that theft wasn't an onus per se, because it wasn't a b'shia because it was concealed there, but if he hadn't put it there, there wouldn't have been that loss. So that's when we say he lost the b'shia of a self of onus is chayiv. But in the case of the cow dying, the cow would have died anywhere. You can't tie the death of the cow, that onus, to the pshia at all. So when you can't tie the onus to the negligence, you don't say that the person is chayiv. But that's what we learned last week. Then we talked about the in-between case, was if it wasn't clearly a pshia, like clearly tied or untied, like the case where it died, we talked about hijackings and the pirates coming and the World Trade Center is falling down. But over there, it seems like most postmen would also say if it's a thing that you couldn't stop at all, for sure, even if you had been there, that's still called an onus that's not related to the pshia. If it's something that maybe he could have stopped, like we said, the Gemara said, shepherd who maybe would have been able to beat up the lion, so there's the machlokes rishonim, whether we say he might have done something almost miraculous to save the animal. That was the in-between case we spoke about last week. Okay, but the two rules that are clear that we're going to be looking at this week are, first of all, if it's an onus that can be related to the pshia, and the way I explained it was, if the loss is a result of his negligent action. If it's a result of his negligence, so that's pshia. It's not a result of his negligence, it's a result of his negligent action. But the negligent action was putting the money out in the wooden hut. The loss was caused because he put it there. It wasn't negligence because the loss was it was concealed from the robber, but that was a negligent action that caused the loss. In the case of the cow dying, his negligent action of letting the cow roam in the swamp did not cause the loss. The animal would have died anywhere. So that's malach halavos, malach halcha, malach hosam. So in that case, we said that everyone would hold that the shomer is part. Okay. So now we get to this week's case from this Machon Haraya. So the case is like this. Reuven sent money to his son who's learning in Eretz Yisrael through Shimon. It seems like Shimon's always the shomer and Reuven is always the balabas. And when Shimon got to Eretz Yisrael, he caught up Reuven in the yeshiva. And Reuven is at an out-of-town yeshiva. So Reuven said, look, I'm not going to be in your town or your side of the town. Could you please send him with my friend, Levi, who learns in yeshiva with me? So Shimon gave the money to Levi, and Levi lost it. So the question is, can Reuven, the man, payment from Shimon for the loss of the money? Shimon is the shomer, and he gave it over to Levi to give to the son. So can Reuven demand payment from Shimon? Right, so what we're dealing here is the sugya of shomer shemasa l'shomer. Shimon is a shomer, and he gave it over to someone else to finish off the job to give to Reuven, son, right? Shimon is a shomer, he gave it over to another shomer to finish off the job to give it to Reuven's son. So the fact that Reuven's son is the one that was his friend, so if you hold that as a shliach and he's kone shliach shalom kamasu son, you're right, it's no shaila. He gave it, it's no difference giving to Reuven's son or giving it to Reuven's son shliach, but we're going to go on the side that ten is not kizchi, and Reuven's son never acquired it. And the question is, what's halacha shomer shemasar l'shomer? That's tonight's sugya. And that's Bavitsiyat Aflamid Bavam Alaf. So we have to see, it's a little bit of an involved Gemara. It's not complicated, but it's different shitas, and I think we need them to be able to understand this psak over here. So the Gemara starts very simply, Itmar, Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. If a Shomer gave over that article to another Shomer, and then it got lost, Rav Amar Pater, Rav says the first Shomer is Pater, Rav Yochanan Amar Chayyar, Rav Yochanan says he's Chayyar. Now, Abaya says, "L'tame de Rav according to Rav, Lami boy shomer chinam shemasal shomer sachar." It doesn't matter, even if the shomer chinam upgraded the shmir, the shomer chinam gave it to a shomer sachar, he paid someone to watch it for him. The luyay l'shmirah, so where he upgraded the shmirah, that he'll be chayev ela afila shomer sachar shemasal shomer chinam. I'm sorry, he'll be pater ela afila shomer sachar shemasal shomer chinam. Even if a shomer sachar gave it to a shomer chinam and he downgraded it, the karuei. He downgraded the Shemira, right? We'll learn, we're going to get in the next couple of weeks into the din of Shomer Sachar. And the din of Shomer Sachar, we assume, and he always, since he's getting paid, he watches things better. So over here, the Shomer Sachar gave it to a Shomer Chinam, where he downgraded the Shemira. Even there, Rav will say he's Pater. My time, what's the reason? I'm sorry, Levin Das. He didn't do anything wrong. It's not a Pshia. He didn't do anything wrong. He gave it to an intelligent person, a bar mitzvah, and he's going to be Pater for that. Now Abaye continues, L'tami de Rav Yochanan who said he's chayiv, which by the way is the way we paskin, Lami boy shomer sachar shemasar l'shomer chinam. And it goes without saying that if a shomer sachar gave it to a shomer chinam, the guru regarded the shmira, so where he downgraded the shmira, he's going to be chayiv there for sure. Ela afila shomer chinam shemasar l'shomer sachar, even if a shomer chinam gave it to a shomer sachar, da'aluyai l'shmira, so where he upgraded the shmira, Chayim will be Chayim there also. Why? The Amale, because the owner can sell him, Ein Mitzoni Shehei Pigdoni Biyad Acher. I don't want my Pigdoni in anyone else's hand. Right, this is the way we possibly see at the end of the Gemara soon. That we possibly like Rav Yochanan, who holds that the person is Chayim, even though the Shomer, even in the case where the Shomer Chinam paid someone to watch it, right? He's upgrading the shmir. Here, I'm watching this for Reuven for free. I'd like you to watch it and I'll pay you for it. If it gets lost from that shomer's rishus, he has to pay the owner, because the owner could say, he had no business giving it to someone else. Tosfos explains, it's like an implicit tenai. When I give you something to watch, it's like I'm saying, I want you to watch it, and I don't want you to give it to anyone else, and if you give it to anyone else, it's like a pshia. Tosfos says, it's kilo pirishlo, it's like he explained to him, shim yishanim mi daitok, you change my das, you change my order. Kedon shim serena l'achim, by giving it to someone else, shiyiya kilo pashava, it's like you were pashaya. V'chol onsim shi'ira lo, any onus, and here Tosfos says this thing that we said in the beginning, any onus, Shanucha Lutlos, that we could tie. She lo masra la'achad, and had he not given it to the other person, Shalom, you know, it wouldn't have happened. chayiv, but he's chayiv. Right? That's he lost the shiur of a self of ba'onis. Okay, so Gemara brings a little bit of a biur in this machlokas. Amar of Chista, Rav Chista said, Hod Rav, that sheet of Rav who said that it's pater, we don't pass on like Rav, but from this shakla v'tayyo we're going to find out a halacha l'maisa. Hod Rav, this sheet of Rav, that Rav says he's pater, la b'feir shidmar, Rav didn't say it explicitly. Ela neklala, we can learn it from a maisa shahaya. Dahainu ginoi, there was a case of gardeners. The chayim have a mafkidim a rayu kabadai sapt, every day they will give their shovels to a certain old lady. Yom achad, one day afkadino lagabi chay minayu, they didn't go to the old lady, they gave it to one of the gardeners. The gardeners gave it to one gardener to watch it for them. Shama kolabayilulu, this shomer, this gardener, then heard the music coming from a chasana. So nofa goes afkadino lagabadai sapt, he went to go to the chasana, so he took the shovels and he gave it over to the old lady. So Adazva, so even in Marai, by the time he went and came back, the shovels were stolen. So Asala Kami de Rav Uptare, he came in front of Rav, and Rav said he's Pater. So Mandal Khaza Sarah Mishum Shama Shamasala Shama Pater. The one that saw it thought that why did Rav say he's Pater? Because here's a typical case of Shama Shamasala Shamar. The gardener is a Shamar for all the other shovels. And he went and gave it to another Shamar, the old lady. So Rav's Lashitaso, this is where Rav Shita comes from, the Shamar, Shamasar, the Shamar is Pater. He gave it to a Ben Das, a Bas Das, and he didn't do anything wrong. What did he do wrong? He gave it to someone else. So Gemara says, it's no Raya, the Lohi. That's not a Raya from it. That's not Rav's source. In other words, even Rav Yochanan, who says, Shamar, Shamasar, the Shamar is Chayav, will agree that in that case, they'll be Pater. Why? Since every day they would give their shovels to this old lady, we see that they don't have any hafada to giving the shovels to having this lady watch their things. So in that case, even though Rabbi Yochanan normally says shomer shomasar the shomer is chayiv, but here where they're giving it to an old to someone who where the shomer is giving it to someone who he knows the Baal HaBayis usually gives his things to. So in that case, there'll be a pater. Right? That's what the Gemara answered.
Why did they give it to the one gardener? Maybe they could find the old lady or
whatever. Right, the old lady wasn't available, and right. But that's a good point. We're going to get to that when we see this nekuda in halacha. I just want to finish the Gemara first, and then we'll see these points in halacha. I just want to focus on two things tonight. First of all, why shemesh shemaser la shemer is chayiv. That's what we pass it. It is chayiv, and then we want to focus on this heter. If you give it to someone who's rogil to the Baal HaBayis, those are the two issues tonight. In the night, it's a big sugya. Shema Shemasa L'Shem. I know, like all the Kishni Choshen has, he has a whole parak on it, and a lot of the Sfarim they make a whole simon out of it. It's not a one night topic. So we're going to limit it to these two issues: the Svarah Yichayev and what the heter of rogil is. So the Gemara paskins the shayla. Amar Rava, this is on Amar Beis now. Rava says, Hilchasa shamer shamasa l'shamer chayiv. The halacha is of a shamer, gave it to another shamer, he's chayiv. Even, the Gemara says, I didn't put that in the handout, but even if he upgraded the shmira, so shamer chinam, who wasn't getting paid, gave it to a shamer sachar, who's getting paid. He upgraded the shmira, he's still chayiv. My time, what's the reason? And here, Rava gives a different reason than Abaya gave. Abaya said, because I don't want, it's like a made up condition, a stipulation, I don't want you giving to anyone else. If you give it, it's like a pshia. Rava says the reason is the amar lei, because the owner can tell the shomer, atmen li b'shvua, I trust you to make a shvua to say that you weren't posheya, to say what happened really happened. But hech lo mehemen li b'shvua, the person who gave it to me, I don't know, I don't trust him with a shvua. Right, that's the maskana of the Gemara. And Tosus brings down, I have a second side of the handout. Tosus says that we paskin like this. We paskin like Rava Svara and not like Abaya. He brings the Rach who wanted to paskin like Abaya, right? And the Rosh explains, why did the Rach want to hold like Abaya? That's based on last week's sugya, because he wanted to say that we know Chilas of Shia. The Sefer Ba'onis is Chayiv, and that was the way we explained Abaya's reason. right? It's tefilas of a self, mivshiyah of a self, onus is chayiv. So the Rav says that's not raya, because Rava can also hold tefilas of a self, onus is chayiv. Rava just holds that when one shomer gives it to another shomer, that's not a pshia. He doesn't hold that it's like he made a stipulation that I don't want you giving to anyone else. That's the machlokas of Avayin Rava. The machlokas of Avayin Rava is it tefilas of a pshia at all or not over here? Abaye holds it's tefilas of a pshia of a self of a onus, and he's going to be chayiv no matter what. No matter who you give it to, no matter what happens. Rava says that's not tefilas of a pshia. There's no pshia at all giving it to another bar das. And when you think about it, it makes sense. What's the difference if I put it in my, you know, in my room upstairs, or if I give it to someone else to and say, watch it. You know, I'm putting my room upstairs, I'm not watching it anymore. And I say, if I give it to someone else, especially I'm going to pay him to watch it. You know, what pshia did I do? I didn't do any pshia over there. I gave it to a bar das, even if I'm downgrading it. I gave it to someone I trust, someone that's normal. That's not a pshia. Why am I chayiv? So that's Rava Svara, because the Baal HaBas can say, you I trusted with your shvua, but this person I don't trust. He's not someone that I know. I don't have to accept his shvua. Right? So Tosa says the nafkamina will be, that's what I have on this on the beginning of the hand on the second side there, where the first shomer knows what happened. If the first shomer saw what happened, he saw the object gets stolen from the second shomer, and he can make that shvua that I know that this got stolen from the second shomer. So then he'll be patur because he did nothing wrong. There was no pshia in giving it over to the second shomer, like we said, and the lack of being able to make a shvua is solved by the fact that he's making the shvua. He's making the shvua himself. And then Tosfos goes further and says, even if he gave it over to a chayv shvut of a katan, which certainly is a pshia, but if it dies in a swamp, it dies in the backyard, like we said last week, where the onus, it dies with an onus, where that onus is not related to the pshia, because Malach HaMavis could have gotten it anywhere. So Tosfos says there will be patur, because once again, the only thing this person did wrong here, the only reason he's chayiv is because he gave, because he can't. The owner could say, I don't trust the second person shvua. But in a place where there's no reason need to make a shvua, or where a place where the first person can swear it himself, so in such a case, the first shomer would be patur, even though normally shomer shemasar, the shomer is chayiv. Right? So, in other words, we are passing, this is the way Shulchan Aruch paskins, like Rava's explanation of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, shomer shemasar, the shomer is chayiv, but it's not because there is any pshia involved. The reason is because the owner could tell the first shomer, I don't trust that second person's shvua. And the nafkamina is where the second person will not have to make a shvua, either because there were witnesses, we'll see Shulchan Aruch says, or because the first one can make the shvua, or it's a case where everyone saw what happened. They saw that it just died out there in the field. There's nothing, no shvua to make. The first one did not do any pshia by giving it to the second one. And even if he did, in the case of the famous Shota V'Katan, if the onus was unrelated, so he'll be patur either way. Now we can understand, according to this understanding, we can understand the case of the old lady. According to this, we can see clearly why we would hold that even the Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is Chayiv, but if I give it to someone that you always trust, I see that you trust him, you give things to them. So then, like you're saying, it's you can't say you don't trust them with the shvua, you always give it to them. So that would be a clearer svara in why Rav said that they were patur in that case. Now, I'm not going to get into it this week, but just to speak out, it's a big machlokas achronim. Okay, so I did something wrong. I was a shomer, and I gave it over to the second shomer. And the second one could say, why did you give it to him? I trust you with the shvua, but I don't trust that person with the shvua. But why the ma'isa am I chayiv? Right? If I didn't do a pshia, like Tosu says, why am I chayiv? What did I do wrong? What makes me chayiv?
Your shmira, that it always be under the control of the shvua.
So you're saying, I saw it's almost like a pshia putting into someone's possession who can't make a shvua. Okay. I saw a story like that. But I'll say the two svaras I saw, Machlokis, Shach, and Nesivis, and maybe it'll come up again. The Shach brings the Machlokis Achronim, and I think the way he ends up is that there's a rule, Mitok Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalim. Whenever you're Chayiv HaShvua, Alpidin Torah, and you cannot make the shua for some reason, like you don't know the information to make the shua, so you have to pay. In other words, really, when you chayiv a shua, it means you're chayiv to pay, except if you make a shua, you're potter from paying. So over here, a shomer, who's washing something for a balabas, for that owner, he has to pay for any loss to the object. There's a heter that if he makes a shua, so then he's potter from it. But if he's not able to make the shvua, like over here, he gave it to someone else, and he doesn't really know what happened, he can't make the shvua that I know that it wasn't with Shia. So then, we have a surah, Mitov Sheni Ocholi Shava, Mishalim. Since he can't make the shvua, he's chayiv to pay. So that's, I think, the way most understand it. The Nesivus understands it a little different. He understands there's a svara that if I for sure owe you, I for sure borrowed money from you, and I tell you, and you come to me and say, give the money back, and I say, I'm not sure if I paid you back. I'm not sure if I paid you. So then for sure I'm chayiv, because for sure I once owed you the money. I'm not sure if I paid you back. So the halacha is that I'm chayiv. So over here, for sure when I took the thing from the owner, I'm chayiv to give it back to him. I'm not sure if I gave it back to him, meaning I'm not sure if I became exempt from giving it back to him through an onus, because I don't know what happened over there. So in such a case, I'm chayiv. I will see a nafkamina between the two reasons, hopefully at the end. So let's read the Shulchan Aruch and find out what exactly, where we're going to move now to the heter of giving it to someone who is rogel, someone who we know the first person, the owner, trusts. So Shulchan Aruch says like this: Shomer shemasa l'shomer. If a shomer gave it to another shomer, he's chayiv. Afilu imhu shomer chinam. Even though he's a shomer chinam, who masa l'shomer sochar, and he upgraded it by giving it to a shomer sochar, he paid someone to watch it. So Amar Lay, because the owner could tell the Shomer, At Mehemeli B'Shua, I trust you with the Shua. Hechlo Mehemeli B'Shua, I don't trust the second with the Shua. Afilu Im Yodua Lokol, even if this is the rush, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the rush. Even if everyone knows, Shasheni Tov V'Kosha Yosem Yerishon, even though everyone knows the second person is much more trustworthy, he's more experienced, he's more honest than the first one, it doesn't make a difference. The Baal HaBayis could say, I don't know him. If the way of the Balaam is to always give objects to the second Shomer, so then he can't say, I don't trust this person Shvur, and he always gives things to him. So in that case, the first Shomer is potter from paying, as long as he didn't downgrade the Shmira. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues when we spoke out. If the witness is that the Shmira was proper and it was just an onus that it got lost, then Nifta Shomer Rishon, the first Shomer, becomes Potter. And if there weren't dating there, if Hashomer HaRishon Ra, if the first Shomer saw what happened, and he can make the Shvua, he can make the Shvua and Potter, because once again, he did nothing wrong, the Etzem, they're giving it to the second party. That's not called a pshia. It's just a lack of information the first one has. If he can supply that information through witnesses or through his own shavua, so then he's potter. Now, the Shulchan Aruch quoted the Rambam in saying, it's derech habaylim lahafkid tonid, davarzeh. He always gives objects to this shomer. So there's a whole machlokus what that tonid means. The Beit Yosef brings from the Chuvas Marivail of Ma'isel Shohaya, that Leah had trusted a certain person one time with her object and a second time, and then she gave it to another person to watch, and that other person gave it to this person that had been used, she had used twice. So the Marival Paskin, that since it hadn't been three times, that's not called Tumid, and you can't, she could say, I don't trust that other person. I use it once or twice, but it's not enough to force me to accept her shua. The Beis Yosef disagrees. Beis Yosef says, where do you see such a thing that you need to have three times to have a chazaka? If I gave it to him once, that means that I trust him. As long as I gave it to him once. So what's the Rambam mean by tamid? The Rambam means that we have no reason to think that you wouldn't trust them. In other words, if he says, Beis Yosef says, like, suppose there's a war going on, and it's a danger, and then you have your thing out in the street, you say, here, give it to anyone, because it's better than losing it for sure, you'll give it to anyone. So if that's the time you gave it to that shomer, that's not called proof of the fact that I trust him. That was shas chayim, it's no proof. It has to be that I'm willing to tum it under normal circumstances, under to me, the circumstances I gave it to someone else, even if it's only one time, that's called enough of a chazaka to say that the new shomer could give it to that person and not be chayiv. The smat says also. The smat seems to say that it has to be pretty regular. The smat says, don't think tamid means that every single time you give it to that shomer, because it doesn't make sense. If one time you gave it to someone else, that's not the rule of that person's cheskas ne'amanus. It means that most of the time you trust that shomer. So the smat seems to be saying that it can't just mean once or twice. It means that most of the times when you have something to watch, you give it to that person. This time, and that's like the Gemara's case, they always gave it to the old lady. This time you happen to give it to someone else, so then you could give it to that old lady or to that person. Rick Yeager reads from the Bach, not like that. He says, as long as you just gave it to one person, one time, and you didn't ignore him, right? These are svaras that make sense. And you didn't ignore him the next time, you gave it to your next door neighbor once. And then the next time you walked three blocks to give it to someone else. So that shows you're not happy with what the next door neighbor did the first time, and that's why you walked three blocks. But if there's no reason to think that you were bypassing that shomer that watched it even just one time, so then that's enough grounds for a new shomer to give it to that original shomer. This Chitri Leiv that we just got donated, he says also that he wants just on the Lashon. He says the Lashon of Ragel Tamid is Mashma three times, like the Marival. He agrees with Marival, not with the Beis Yosef. And it finally, the Rebbe Gaonim breaks down a Machlokis, and he seems to be his Maskana seems to be like the Beis Yosef. Even if we see he trusted him one time, that's enough to trust it. The Shuvas Veshava Cohen has an interesting Shaila. This is a Sefer that Rosh Hashiva used to write. He has a whole section of Kachem in the back, Shailas Cohenim Torah. He always liked that Sefer. So the Shava Kohen had a Shaila. Reuven sent something to Shimon through Levi. He gave him some silk for Shimon to work on. And when Shimon was finished with the silk, Shimon went and sent it back to Reuven through Levi. So the Shaila was, anyway, what happened was Levi lost it. Levi lost it on the way. So the Shaila was, Reuven wants his money back, and Shimon says, look, you sent it through Levi, I see you trust Levi, so I sent it back through Levi, what's the problem? So the Shava Cohen says, even if you want to hold that, what's his lashon? He says, even if you want to hold that you need three times that to make sure that you really trust him, but in this case where it's Afilachim and even Dinan, where the same thing was sent through Levi, so you have all the right in the world to send it back through Levi, and that's what he passes also. That there, even the one time is enough of a raya. So we have this halacha that if you give it to someone who's ragil, someone who the first person trusts, what's the definition of trust? We see it's a big machlokas, but I think a dayan would use his common sense to see whether it's really trustworthy. I don't think it's a matter of numbers. It's a matter of is he trustworthy or not. So then the shomer is patur. And this is where that machlokas comes in. What happened if the second shomer is not available to make the shvua? So then, according to the shach, the first shomer will be chayav because mitok sheni yochli shalom mishalei, even though he had the right to give it to him. And according to the nesivus, the pisri choshen says he'll be part of it because he still can say there's no problem any yodayim praticha because I gave it to someone trustworthy, and that's all I'm responsible to do. I'm not chayav anymore. Okay, so that's just an aside. So the Meshav Kalocha, this Kuntrus in the Mechon Haraya, says back to our case. Our case was Reuven sent money with Shimon for Shimon to give to Reuven's son in yeshiva. When he got to Eretz Yisrael, he spoke over the phone with Reuven's son. Reuven's son said, "Send the money with Levi," and Levi lost it. So that seems to be a typical case. Of Shomer, Shemasar LeShomer. Shimon is Reuven Shomer. He gave the money over to another Shomer. He gave it to Levi. Without Rishus of Reuven. So he should Lechara be Chaya. Because here we have there's no contact that Reuven has ever had with Levi. They live across the ocean. Reuven, who owns the money, never met Levi for us to say that he doesn't mind Shimon giving it over to Levi. But the Meshech Halacha says, he says, what's the svara? What's the svara that you can give it over to someone who's rabbi? He wants to say the svara is because there's an umdana. But there's an umdana that if I am watching something for you and I know that you trust that person, you don't mind if I give it to that other person to watch. And it seems not like the Rishonim we spoke out. The Rishonim we spoke out said it's because normally the issur is because I don't trust that person and this person I do trust. So I think what he's, I think he must be bringing his raya from the Havmin of the Gemara. Because before the Gemara got to that Svara, the Gemara was saying, we thought it was Al-Tzpshi, and then we still said the Svara of the Savta. So in that Havmin of the Gemara, there, what's the reason? In fact, there's some Afonim that want to say that that reason only, that heter of Rogel only applies according to Rava, not according to Abayi. But I think Abayi would say that there's a thing called an Umdana. That if we have an Anan Sadi that the owner wouldn't mind this second Shomer watching his object because we see he's used him in the past, so there's nothing wrong with me giving it to him. So based on that, he said, Reuven wants the money to get to his son. And he knows that if his son would tell Shimon to have his friend take bring the money to him, Reuven wouldn't mind. So, Memeila, Shimon shouldn't be Chayiv. So, yeah, so then why don't we always say that? Why don't we say that if Reuven gave his object to Shimon to watch, and Shimon gives it to the Gadol Hadar to watch, it's certainly a better Shmir. Still, we said the halacha is that he's high because he said, I trust you and I don't trust that person even though he's an Adam Kasher. Why don't we say there's an Umdana that I don't mind? I wouldn't mind you giving it to this person, upgrading the Shlichus. So he says, because we don't say such an Umdana. The halacha is, I could say, I don't know that person, I don't trust that person, I don't want you to give it to anyone else. Because it's not for my good. But in a case where it's for my good, like over here, why are you watching this? You're watching this because I want my son to get the money. And if you don't give the money to his friend, he's not going to get it because he can't get to you and you're leaving, and or whatever the reason is, he's not going to get it. So there he wants to say that there's an umdana, that the owner would not mind, Reuven would not mind Shimon giving the money to his son's friend, and since he wouldn't mind, so he certainly is not a poshe, that we said all along, because he's giving it to someone who's a bar daz, and he wouldn't even be chayu because of this umdana. And he can't tie now, I don't trust him with the shul, because we assume, I mean, it's a new svari saying, I don't hear it based exactly on the sugya that we were talking about, but unless, once again, from the Havmin, an Abayi svara, but based on that, he's saying that whenever there's an umdana that it's for the good of the Baal Abayis, and you give it to someone else, so then you can't hold you responsible. Wrapping up, we learned that Shomer Shematzel Shomer is normally Chayev. We pass him like Rav Yochanan. We pass him like Rava's understanding of Rav Yochanan that the Chiyev is because the owner could say, I don't trust that second person Shvua. Therefore, in a place where he won't have to make a Shvua, where like the first one saw what happened, or their witnesses, he won't be Chayev because it's not a case of a Pshia. It's not Chilas B'Shiva Sofa Ba'anas. We then learn that there's an exception if the Shomer gives it to someone who we know the first person would trust. What's that definition that we saw? Is it the machlokas, whether it's one time or it's all the time, except for or most of the time? Right? There's a whole range of what that means. I think the Dayan would see, use his common sense to see if this is someone that he would normally trust. And then this Machon Haroya Kuntris extended that heter to say that not only if it's someone that we know the Baal Abbas would trust, but if it's someone that an umdana tells us that he would want you to give it to that person, so then also the Shomer is not responsible if something happens to him.